You filed in February. It's months later. Where's my refund? Still says processing. And that money was the rent. Nobody's told you anything. So let's talk about what actually happened to that return, because there's data on this now.
There is. And the short version is your return probably got pulled out of the normal pipeline. The National Taxpayer Advocates 2025 report to Congress tracks that. And in fiscal year 2025, it was more than 30 million individual returns. The exact figure is 33,544,912.
33.5 million. Out of how many?
More than 165 million processed. So roughly 1 in 5 left normal processing at some point.
Okay, wait. Pulled out of processing? What does that mean physically? Like, where does my return go?
It hit a filter. It stopped being handled automatically and went into a queue for extra handling, sometimes by another computer, often by a person who may not get to it for weeks. That's it. That's what suspended means. It's not a punishment, it's a holding pattern.
And there are categories?
5. Biggest by far is unpostables. 17,731,621. That's more than half of all suspensions.
Unpostable. The return can't post to your account.
Right. Name or a social security number mismatch, a conflict with something already on your account, or a duplicate filing. And that last one, that one's the part people miss. Some meaningful share of unpostables happen because the taxpayer filed a second return when the first one seemed lost.
Oh no.
Yeah, you file again to fix the weight, and the duplicate creates a brand new unpostable. It can add months.
So rule one, don't refile.
Don't refile. Pull your transcript instead.
What are the other 4?
Error resolution cases at 9,045,056. Math error, missing form, some inconsistency. Goes to the error resolution system for correction before the refund releases. Suspected ID theft at 2,914,180. Processing rejects at 2,828,923. Failed a validity check at intake. And suspected fraudulent returns, 1,025,132.
Say the ID theft one again.
2,914,180. An identity filter flagged it, and the refund is frozen until identity is confirmed. Usually you'd get a 5071C type letter.
And if I never open that letter?
Then nothing moves. That's the thing I really want people to hear. On an identity hold, there's no timeout that eventually pays you anyway. The refund releases after you verify. And effectively, the wait restarts from your verification date, not your filing date. So, every day the letter sits on the counter gets added to the back end.
Okay. So, how long are the delays actually running?
About 3.6 million taxpayers got refunds past the IRS's normal time frame in FY 2025. Average delay beyond normal processing was 7 weeks for e-filers. 14 weeks for paper filers.
Double.
Double. And only about 6% of returns were paper, about 11 million. But paper has to be transcribed by hand, which raises the chance of an error resolution or unpostable suspension in the first place.
The article does this arithmetic thing with the average refund that I thought was...
The $3,167 one, yeah. Average refund was $3,167. If you're waiting 14 weeks, that's roughly $226 a week of your own money sitting there. 7 weeks, it's about $452 a week you'd have freed up. It's a hypothetical, but it makes the filing method choice concrete.
Does the IRS pay for holding it?
Interest, yes. A Treasury report put it at more than $2.6 billion in 2025, as of November 30th. Two catches, though. That interest is taxable income to you the next year, and it doesn't pay the rent that was due in April.
Right. Now, the piece that worries me most. somebody's refund is frozen for 1 year and they owe for a different year.
That's the collision case. A frozen refund does not pause collection. The notice stream on the year you owe keeps running. The IRS can be escalating toward a levy on 1 year while it's sitting on your money for another.
That seems...
It's two separate systems. They don't wait for each other. Which is why those two problems have to be worked together, not one and then the other.
Let's get practical. I'm the listener. I'm looking at a screen or a piece of paper. What tells me which category I'm in?
Start with the transcript. Your free account transcript from your IRS online account shows the hold codes behind whatever Where's My Refund is telling you. Look for code 570, code 810, and 971.
Decode those for me.
570 is a general hold pending review. When you see 570, watch for a companion 971. That means a letter's coming, and you want to respond fast when it lands. 810 is different. That's the fraud filter freeze, one of the 1,025,132. Those rarely resolve on their own.
And the letters?
5071C, 4883C, or 5747C. Identity verification. Do it the same day, online or by phone. A CP5 is an income and withholding review, and usually there's nothing for you to send. Calendar a follow-up, but you're waiting. A letter 12C means a form or schedule is missing. Send exactly what's requested by the method requested with the cover sheet.
Say the missing document one again.
Letter 12C. And if you've got nothing, no letter, just still processing for weeks, that's most likely an unpostable or error resolution case being worked internally. Unpostables often generate no letter at all.
Which is maddening, because there's nothing to respond to.
There isn't. Unless it's causing hardship, then form 911 to the Taxpayer Advocate Service. TAS is independent inside the IRS. It's free, and it exists for exactly this. Eviction, utility shutoff, can't cover basic living expenses. TAS can't skip a legally required step like identity verification. What it can do is force a stalled case to actually be worked instead of sitting in a queue.
So be honest with me. When does somebody need help? And when do they just do it themselves?
Most of these you handle yourself. Only signal is still processing. Verify online off of 5071C. One missing form on a 12C. Do that accurately once and wait. That's the whole game for most of the 33.5 million.
And the narrower set?
An 810 freeze that hasn't budged after you verified. Identity theft spanning multiple years. The frozen refund plus active collection collision. Or a hardship case where the form 911 really needs to land right the first time. I won't tell you how any of those turn out. That depends on facts I can't see. What I'll say is, somebody has to act on it because the file doesn't move itself.
And there are fewer people to act on it.
That's the 2026 wrinkle. IRS workforce was cut roughly 27% in 2025. Fewer humans releasing suspended refunds. The filters that suspend returns and the automated collection notices never slowed down.
Okay, next 24 hours, three things.
Find your signal. Where's my refund? Then the account transcript. Note any 570, 810, or 971, and dig out any letter you set aside. Gather a copy of the return you filed, the letter, and a government photo ID. Then, if the refund's frozen, or you're in hardship, or collection notices for another year are landing while your money sits, get a free case review. Our people are enrolled agents. They'll map where it's actually stuck. That's 888-825-7779.
Send the letter, the code, or just the screenshot of still processing.
Any of it. Just don't file that second return.